Well, once again, here in Washington, D.C., and Ron Alverson is standing here with me, and he is the president of the American Coalition for Ethanol, and we are here in D.C. with our fly-in with a whole room of their constituents. So tell me a little bit about an update on ACE.
Yeah, you know, well, as you know, ACE is an organization that was kind of started in the Midwest, in South Dakota, actually, in Minnesota, and there's about 34 plants that support our organization out there to do ethanol advocacy work. So.
Tell me a little bit about your operation and your background in the ethanol industry.
Yeah, it started way back. In 1987, I was one of the founders of the South Dakota Corn Growers Association, and one of the reasons to start the Corn Growers Association was to develop new markets for corn. So we started working on ethanol right away, way back in 1987, believe it or not. And it's been a long, long, hard struggle, and we finally, you know, started to get some traction in the late 1990s, and then it really took off. Oil prices kind of went through the roof, and we got support from Congress with the RFS and things like that. So we built an industry that's really, we think, is pretty durable now and provides a lot of value to the United States, really.
Well, you spent your day speaking to our nation's leaders about something that's near and dear to your heart. First impressions on your day here in Washington and the opinions and voices that you were able to listen to?
It was really very good. I thought it was really a stark contrast to, say, the last two or three or four years that we've been out here doing our advocacy work, in that these folks really know the RFS now. So everybody's kind of got their own opinion about it, but they're the right opinions, I think. For instance, today we visited a couple senators that were from, one from Arkansas and one from Delaware, and they had a lot of constituents in those states that had a big concern about feed costs for their poultry producers. So, you know, I think we came to an understanding in those offices that, yeah, we've got a few differences, but we got some things that are common too. And one of them is energy security. And the other one is the low-cost fuel that we produce for ethanol, in the way of with ethanol. And, I think it was really constructive conversations that we had today.
Well, looking into the future for RFS, what do you anticipate being the process from here on out?
You know, the big overhanging issue is obviously the EPA with what they do with the RFS standard, the RVO. And it looks like right now that they're probably going to just look at what happened in 2014. And in 2014, we produced about 14.2 billion gallons. And that would be right, really close to what the original standard said that we should produce then. So I'm hopeful that they'll take a look at that and say, yeah, you know, we're right on track to where the original standard was. I think we should leave it alone, hopefully. Now, there's no guarantees to that, but I think that's likely.
Well, thank you, Ron, for taking a few minutes to share what you've been doing here in Washington and the importance of the American ethanol industry worldwide. Once again, talking with Ron Alverson here at the ACE Fly-In in Washington, D.C., I'm Jamie Johansson.